open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better, you know, for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl,
we are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Football Friday, and you know that also means Motown Friday, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yes, we will have Motown music rejoined throughout the show, but it won't be the only thing we have in this show. We're also going to have Hanford Dixon here. The top dog will join us. We'll talk big picture Browns with him, little picture Browns with him, all kinds of pictures of the Browns with Hanford. We'll get into, I want to ask him about Trent Richardson, his reaction to how he handled the comments that he made or that were made about him. You know about the whole Jim Brown thing where he talked about Richardson being ordinary and so forth. And obviously in almost every public forum where media has been there, most recently the rookie symposium last week in Aurora and in Berea, he was asked by a lot of the national media or the national media who were there about those comments, and I thought he handled himself really well. I mean, very classy in his remarks, showing that the feet are on the ground, but also making it clear he's going to and wants to and intends to make his mark, not just on the Browns, but on the NFL, and he would hope, and he could only hope, that it's a mark similar to the one that the great Jim Brown made years ago. That's saying a lot. Not sure that that's going to happen for Trent Richardson or anybody, because that is saying a lot, but that is what you should be shooting for coming into the league. And that was the whole point of getting these young kids, these rookies in town in Ohio near Canton and at Canton, actually at the Hall of Fame while they were in town to, you know, to see what it is they're, you know, what's ahead of them, and connect with history. Obviously, fractional numbers of those players will, you know, could even think about Canton, but it's a great thing to see who came before them, connect with that, because I do think so few young players do, and what they can shoot for, what's there, what's possible. So anyway, we'll get Hanny's thoughts on that and other Browns topics. Also going to hear from Brandon Whedon, the Browns rookie quarterback, about a golf tournament that's going to be held later this month. It's his tournament out in Oklahoma, his home state, for a special cause. And you're going to hear him explain this because it's very interesting and a good one. But, I mean, there's all kinds of great causes with a lot of the charity tournaments that are held in and around Northeast Ohio and all over the country, and many that involve Browns players, current and past. But this one, I think, you know, it just strikes a special chord when you hear some of the background and what Brandon has to say about it. And we know what kind of golfer this guy was. I mean, stepping onto the Oklahoma state golf team as a walk-on. Yeah. So pretty remarkable stuff. So we'll get into that with him. We also get into your questions and your comments, the ones that you deliver to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Remember, we also will take your questions from our hotline. You want to call us up and contribute to that. 855-363-2459, 855-363-DAILY, that number is. And then locally, 440-824-6134. A lot of you are pretty shy. I mean, you know, I thought there'd be more of you who want your voices on the air because, you know, we get them, we put them out there. But just reminding you of those numbers. And come at us with something strong so that we can put it out there. We get a few trickled in here and there, Sometimes we hear from folks who regularly kind of dial into that, but we want some variety. So dial us up, and we look forward to hearing your voicemail messages on that line. John from Facebook, he asks, is Trent Richardson going to be effective against 8-9 men in the box like Adrian Peterson has been able to do? With the Browns' non-existent passing game, this is what he will be facing. Well, you're presuming there is a non-existent passing game, and I'm not going to agree with you there, John. I think the passing game gets better in large part because Richardson is in the backfield, because teams will honor that. And if you are going to load that much up front to stop him and go to those extremes, then your passing game should be existent. There should be some things open up. Trent Richardson he's not going to be a decoy necessarily, but he's going to be the draw of the defense biting down and coming after him or geared up to stop the run. And then Brandon Whedon steps back and sees somebody open, because whoever is concentrating on the run is leaving a receiver and receivers alone. So there should be somebody open. There should be pass plays. And eventually the pass helps open that up. These things work hand in hand. So the whole idea behind adding Richardson and then having a better quarterback there and having a better offensive line is that all three of those areas allow you to manage against whatever defenses try to do strategically. I'm not saying you're going to have an answer for everything, but this particular scenario you're pointing to is only effective if you don't have a passing game to worry about. And I would beg to differ that the Browns' passing game, I think, will create more worries, because there will be a better arm, and I think receivers will look and play better accordingly. And Richardson's going to contribute to this as both runner and receiver as well. So I think that comes into play with your points. Aaron from Facebook, rumor has it that Colt McCoy could be traded. Would the Browns look into trading him and maybe another player for Percy Harvin? We need receivers. Well, Aaron, I don't see a deal with Minnesota for Harvin, coming along for the Browns or any team. By all indications, he's showing up on time for Vikings camp. That's the latest on him. I believe it was Adam Schefter who reported that for ESPN. And you've heard Rick Spielman on record, or seen his quotes on record, the general manager of the Vikings, as saying that there's no intention of trading Harvin for anybody. So I don't see a deal like that necessarily happening. I always keep my mind open to anything in the NFL, but I don't think that's likely. Mark says, Vic, how much does it suck covering the least interesting, most inept franchise in professional sports? Holy smokes. Mark, you couldn't be farther off from the truth here. First of all, least interesting. I think this is a fascinating team. I have the privilege of covering and being around every day. And it's for two reasons. One, because this is a team, trying to make itself better, making the moves and having changes that occur, and a lot of them, and different names, different faces, whatever. That adds to the interest, the intrigue. This has been one of the more closely watched teams of the offseason in the NFL. The league itself, I mean, not just talking about interesting in Cleveland or focus on Cleveland from Cleveland media, but national media. And I've had many a conversation on air, off air, you name it, with a lot of folks who are interested on this club. And I also on weekends host a national radio show on SiriusXM NFL Radio. The Browns are a common topic. Some of it, yes, the callers know my connection with the team and they jump in on that. But other times, it's just simply they ask the questions about what they find interesting, and that is this football team. And the other part of this is you call it the most inept franchise in professional sports. And again, I beg to differ there. The success hasn't happened on the field, and you could take that for what that'll speak for itself. But as far as aptitude, I mean, I see a lot of it. I see a first-class operation that I'm proud to be a part of, number one. Number two, it's the passionate fan base. It's fans actually like you who care, Mark, enough to come up with the wise guy comments. That's okay, because that's what this is. People care enough to ask a question like that or ask any other question, and we are into early July. We are in the so-called dead period of football, of the NFL, and yet Browns conversation dominates. It's in Cleveland, obviously, but it's part of the national conversation. It's not died down. If anything, it intensifies. And that's why I'm here. That's what this is about, engaging with this passionate fan base. So there's nothing that would be uninteresting about that. Man, I'm crazy happy about this. Okay, we've got much more coming up. A conversation, another passionate guy that doesn't get much more passionate than Hanford Dixon. He's going to join us, talk some Browns with him on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800. Just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-943-2968 to take your call now. Call 800-943-2968. That's 800-943-2968. Again, 800-943-2968.
Motown Fridays. We have them every Friday on this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, playing those choice Motown hits for you. Hey, join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July 28th, benefiting Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. The ride will begin at Southeast Harley-Davidson and end at the Cleveland Browns training facility in Berea. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Browns private walk-through practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. To find out more or to sign up today, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
So happy to have with us now, regular on this show, the top dog, the one and only Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
Doing great. Great to have you with us. Now, Hanford, I want to talk first of all about Trent Richardson, and a lot has been made of how he handled the criticism that he received, if that's what we can call it, where Jim Brown said before the draft he was ordinary and so forth, and obviously that's going to be something that the kid is going to be asked about quite a bit, coming from the source of one of the greatest, easily the greatest player in Brown's history and one of the greatest running backs, if not the greatest in NFL history. And that being his position and hearing that, but responding to it, I thought, in a very mature way. He didn't fire back, and he didn't come back with a, let's get in a war of words over this thing. He seemed to just be very level-headed about it.
You know what? I agree with you. And the normal reaction from probably 90% of people or are running back at that position probably would have fired back, probably would have said something negative. But Trent was totally the opposite. As you mentioned and as you said, he handled it, just 100% correct. He handled it mature, didn't say anything negative or mean toward Jim Brown. He just totally did the opposite. He respected Jim Brown and all of his accomplishments and everything that he has accomplished in this league, and Trent being a running back, he's probably, you don't have to mention him to him, he's got them all in the back of his head right there.
Right.
But he's using it as motivation. One thing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, he said that this guy has accomplished everything in this league, and look at me, I have accomplished nothing. I have a lot to go out and do. I have to prove myself. I have to be a good running back like Jim Brown in this league. And Jim, I mean, sometimes you don't know where he's coming from with some of his comments.
Kind of the charm, right?
But we all love him. I mean, Jim is Jim.
Jim is Jim.
And this kid, I'll give you another example.
Yeah.
When I came out, I thought that I was going to be drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
I mean, I really did.
Okay.
And, they gave me every indication that they were going to draft me in the first round.
Right.
But what happened was they passed on me, and I was drafted by the Browns, and I was really happy about that.
Sure.
But, someone asked the Steelers, they said, why didn't you draft the cornerback Hanford Dixon? And they said, because, after we were going over everything, he was just too small. They called me a midget. And what I did was a lot like Trent. I mean, I used that as motivation. Every time I played the Pittsburgh Steelers, I tried to punish those guys, and I tried to play. Obviously, you try to play hard every game, but it was just that little bit. It was that little bit extra when I played those guys. So, and I think that's what Trent's going to do. I want to say demand respect from Jim Brown, but we all know the running back that Trent Richardson is, and it's not going to take long before. And I think Jim want to see him do well.
Well, that's the thing. I think, and I'm glad you touched on the motivation part of it, because that's how you can use that. Certainly, to call anyone ordinary, no one wants to hear that. Elite athletes coming into the NFL, especially, and I think, and then the source, coming from Jim, whose credibility and credentials as a player, when he says something, obviously people are going to listen. And I don't know that he's necessarily saying this kid won't succeed, but he's giving the impression that at least he has of him coming out of college. And for Trent's part, A, he recognizes, okay, yeah, he hasn't played an NFL down, and B, okay, this is how you think of me. I can change your mind. I mean, I can. How do I change your mind? I do it on the field.
And I think, now that the statement was made, the ordinary statement and everything else that Jim said, I think now, and I can't, I can't speak for Jim, and I'm just saying, I think Jim is probably excited, if excited is a good word, of how Trent responded.
Yeah.
To
maybe impressed.
Impressed,
that, yeah.
Right? With how he responded to what he said, and I really don't think that Jim meant it the way that it came out. I mean, I really don't. I think he would talk that way about any rookies coming into the National Football League.
Right.
I think if it's anyone that wants to see Trent Richardson be a All-Pro Hall of Fame type running back in this league, I think Jim Brown would be that guy.
Hanford Dixon joining us as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford, want to talk some defense with you right in your wheelhouse. The cornerback position of this team is interesting for a couple of reasons. One, that you have a defense as a whole that is in its second year of Dick Duran's scheme, of knowing that. And I think in particular, a guy like Joe Haden benefits from now recognizing what man-to-man coverage is all about. It's something that he didn't do when he started his career with the Browns. He was comfortable in zone coverage, got many more interception opportunities. Those declined dramatically last year. That's one thing. The other thing is, who ultimately plays opposite of him on a steady basis. Now, Sheldon Brown comes into camp as the starter, the incumbent starter there, but you know Dmitri Patterson was signed to the new contract. He was only on a one-year deal last year, so signed to a new contract, and I think there was great feeling about his contribution and that he's a guy who can play inside or outside. I'm just wondering how you see it all shaking out. One, Haden and learning this scheme and having opportunities to be more acclimated with that in the offseason. And two, how you see the rest of the cornerback position shaping up.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because you know it is right down my wheelhouse, and I like to talk about especially that position. But it's going to be interesting to see what really happens with the corner position, because obviously we know Joe Haden, just like you mentioned, is a starter at the one corner, and Shelton Brown, I thought it was interesting, he is going to come into camp, at least on paper, as the starter of the other corner. But let's face it, I mean, and I like Shelton Brown. I think he's a great guy, a great human being. But at some point, we have to give it up. I mean, we have to move over to a younger, talented player. And I think Demetrius Patterson is that player. I mean, he's not a player that we're going to give the position to. I mean, as you said, he's pretty much earning it. And he's a guy, you know, he's been playing the slot, and he's proven that he can play that position. I'll tell you this. I talked to a couple guys. I'm not going to call their names, and they're guys in the secondary, and they really like this kid. They like how talented he is. They like how he can play the man-to-man defense. And I'm telling you, if you can play inside of that slot position, you can definitely play on the outside, because the hardest position to play, I think, is that in that nickel in that slot, because the receiver has so much room. He can go either way with you, and he also, the majority of the time, he's off the football, and it's hard to jam a guy when he's off the ball.
That's
but you
point.
Know, Vic, in this league, you can never have enough corners. I mean, never have enough corners. The way the offense is and the way everything is going today with
sure.
the 3-4 wide receiver sets, and that's pretty much a lot of times, maybe 40, 50, 60% of the time, you have a lot of teams that are aligned in these sets. But the way I see it shaping up, and this is just my opinion,
yeah.
I think Joe Haden obviously is going to be at the one corner, and I think Demetrius is this year is going to end up starting at the other corner. Now, whether Shelton Brown should give it up, I'm not saying that. I'm sure the kid, he could probably play.
He came in great shape in the
right.
offseason. You know, he knows he's in for the fight.
Right, and that's him. I mean, he's you don't play as long as he's played in this league without going out there and competing, and
sure.
I'm sure he will. And that's why I said maybe there's a position, because his leadership alone is worth something in that secondary.
Yeah, and there are different ways you can line guys up too, right? I mean, Dmitri could be a guy, he's certainly comfortable in that slot role, which is where he played last year, but maybe on those longer down and distances, you could put him outside, either flip-flop him or put him on the outside and take Sheldon off the field or whatever. And I'm not saying he'll love that, nobody does, but I think there might be ways you can you could make use of these guys in the different looks you get.
You're right. And then, and like you say, Shelton came in good shape in another way, you know, like a coverage. We used to call a coverage cover six. And what I mean by cover six is it's great where you have those corners. They're all lined up man to man right across the front right there.
Right.
And then what they know is they realize they have two safeties that are playing the deep halves that are over top of them. So they don't really have to worry about the deep, deep ball. They could be really aggressive on the receivers and take away a lot of their routes. So, you know, like I said, there's a place for Shelton Brown on this football team.
Well, there's always a place for you on Cleveland. Yeah. Brown's Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we appreciate your help as always, Hanford.
Thank you, partner.
That is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year. During Liberty's summer sales event, save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty's certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a new.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a new.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Browns fans, unite! Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money. Money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Too much fun.
To Facebook we go on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Aaron says, this may seem crazy to ask, but in case you didn't know, Mike Wallace is a restricted free agent as of right now. Do you think Cleveland should offer Mike Wallace a contract that the Steelers can't match? That way we'd have a shot at getting him. The Browns do need receivers, and I personally wouldn't mind seeing Mike Wallace as a Cleveland Brown. Mike Wallace is a tremendous receiver, Aaron, fast, all that good stuff, really fast. I don't see this happening, however, because of a couple of things. The Steelers have an opportunity to make this guy what he wants to be, which is one of the highest, if not the highest, paid receiver in the NFL. And their assessment of him isn't that, just given the fact that this remains an unresolved contractual situation. And talking with some folks, and we had Scott Brown, who covers for the Tribune Review in Pittsburgh not long ago on the show, a longtime Steelers beat writer, basically say that, you know, that he didn't anticipate the Steelers going that far contractually for him, financially. Now they have, you know, they could go, they could hold back, they could deal with somebody else on their team, Antonio Brown, and they've maybe got some other thoughts on an investment that's going to be coming down the line financially, but it tells me something, and maybe should tell you something about that. And although I don't know what the Browns feel about Wallace in the truest sense of his talent, they would, to do what you're talking about, they would have to believe he was the best receiver in the NFL, hands down. You can argue about how he compares with other Browns receivers, but that isn't the discussion with his contract. The discussion with his contract is, are you prepared to make this guy the highest paid receiver in the league, who has not been with you, has not been part of what you're doing here, and on the, you know, you're treating him as if he's got all the answers in one player. That's not how this is going to work. That's not how this team has built itself, and is the strategy that it is utilizing to build itself with draft picks. With, you know, the biggest moves are the ones we just saw in April for Brandon Whedon, for Trent Richardson, for Mitchell Schwartz, for that matter. Pulling, they hope, three solid longtime starters out of the draft with their first three picks. It isn't going into free agency and making the kind of investment you're talking about. So I don't see it. And I'm not disagreeing about his talent or his speed and all that stuff, but I can't say that I'm as convinced as you are that you've got to do that. David, we have the most depth talent at tight end via Facebook than any other position, he says. Talks about Watson, Moore, Dan Gronkowski, Jordan Cameron, Alex Smith. Please explain why the Browns are stockpiling at this position and how they plan to give all these guys playing time and the ball. I would also be fine moving one of them for a linebacker, cornerback, or wide receiver. Well, I think to your first point, stockpiling, I don't know that that's really what the intention is here. I think you want to make sure you've got good tight ends from your group. Do you have it nailed down? I mean, I think this is a good group, a solid group. I don't know who the consistent difference maker is or is going to be. I don't know who the Rob Gronkowski is from this group, or the Aaron Hernandez, or the Jimmy Graham is from this group, because that guy hasn't emerged yet. You know, we think it might be maybe a Jordan Cameron can get there. I think he's got the best potential. I think Evan Moore can be very helpful and talented, but he too has to step up and be that guy on a consistent basis. I think we know what Ben Watson is as a veteran of the group. Dan Gronkowski, you know, he's moved around from different teams. I know his career well from when he was a high school quarterback. I go back with him, but you know, he's vying for a depth role, and it's competitive because Alex Smith is a really good blocker. He, of all the members of this tight end group, I think he has the most defined role because it is that of a consistent blocker and a guy who doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Smart guy, you know, when it comes to his position. So will there be trade material in this group, as you were suggesting, for maybe a spot that where the Browns have a hole or need a backup? Maybe. I mean, maybe there would be. But I don't know that it's a stockpiling thing. I think it's still a finding what you got thing, and for sure. Gary from Facebook. Hey, Vic, great stuff all the time. Thank you, Gary, for that. Up to this point, Tom Heckert and Mike Holmgren have been great bringing in talent through the draft. Two-part question is, Josh Cooper, a diamond in the rough, and doesn't it seem like Double H might be planning a big trade in camp with Colt McCoy and maybe a tight end, which ties into the earlier question. Yeah. Okay, well, first part, I think Josh Cooper is probably a diamond that isn't as rough as undrafted rookies tend to be. The reason he doesn't get drafted, I mean, there's some basic ones. Doesn't give the ideal speed that you want at wide receiver. So that hurt him. On a team where there's Justin Blackmon dominating and basically overshadowing every other pass catcher on the team, even though he was the number two guy in receptions. But what I saw of him in the workouts is absolutely what you're talking about, that this guy has, I think, an excellent chance to be something special as a third down slot kind of receiver, as a guy who keeps the chains moving, as a guy who consistently gets open, which he did, and catches the ball practically every time it was within his range of his hands. And he did that. He catches your eye, and he keeps your attention. And you just can picture him on Sunday doing that thing, finding those holes in coverage, being that kind of Wes Welker-ish player. Again, nothing extraordinary in the way of speed, some good athleticism, nothing over the top there. Again, those were some of the reasons why the man doesn't get drafted, but that was great for the Browns. And, oh, yeah, he's got the chemistry with Brandon Whedon. They know each other. They're in sync. They talk all the time, and they're at a point where they can look at each other before a play and kind of know what they're going to do next. And that's the kind of chemistry that comes from, obviously, spending time and years together. And I think the nature of the player, too, he's instinctive. He just knows what to do out there. He really does. Matt asks, why can other teams go from 1-15, which he says he uses the Panthers as an example on that, and the Saints at 3-13, and 2 years later those teams can get to a conference title game, while Holmgren has won 9 games in 2 years, and at best will win only 5 games this season? Well, that's your opinion, prediction, Matt. Why is Pat Shurmur still coaching the team? Why was he hired in the first place? All right. First, again, with regard to how a team can turn around, why can't the Browns do what these other teams are doing and be capable of it? Because that's very possible. 9 wins in 2 years is not what certainly Mike Holmgren had in mind, but I don't think it's what he sees or anybody in the organization sees in 2012. And the moves that were made, which you clearly are giving zero credit for and have ignored or don't agree with or don't feel are going to be helpful, you've got them, you know, winning only 5 of games because of that. You know, I don't see that, and the team doesn't see that. I don't quantify what the total number of wins is, but I don't see us as a group hovering in that same area again. I just don't. And Pat Shurmur is coaching the team because he is beginning his second year as a coach, and he's, I think, learned a lot from. I'm not going to say he has no accountability for 4 wins in 2011, and he'd, I think, be the first to agree. I know he would be the first to agree that some of that is on him as a coach and a coaching staff. But I think he's taken steps and made moves with the additions to the staff and some of the adjustments on the staff to make that part of the game better. And I think there's a greater familiarization between Pat, his team, the team, and Shurmur, and that will make a difference. He was hired in the first place because of 10 years of outstanding production as an assistant coach, and then in Philadelphia, and then the 2 years he spent as a coordinator in St. Louis earned his stripes. He was on the radar of clubs throughout the league. Before I ever got to Cleveland, I had no doubt Pat Shurmur was going to get a shot to be a head coach, and probably around this timetable, having watched his development as a young coach and gain his credentials. And I think there's a lot that he knows and a lot that he applies that you're not going to give him credit for. But I'll say this, too. It's a results game. And this, you know, he gets his second, this opportunity, the second year opportunity, to show that what you saw in 2011 wasn't what Pat Shurmur is or defines what he is as a head coach. So that's what I'll take to the bank, that he'll prove you and a lot of other people wrong in year two. But that's what a second-year coach who didn't have a great first year, who had a lousy first year, gets to do. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. You're going to hear from the quarterback of the Browns, the rookie by the name of Brandon Whedon, is going to join us, going to talk about his golf tournament, which is coming up later this month in Oklahoma. And a very interesting story behind that, this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebates. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina. Selena.
Stop by Maggiano's Little Italy at Beachwood Place Mall for happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 until 6 p.m. for amazing 3 to 6 specials. Draft beer only $3. Delicious flatbread pizzas only $4. Stonebridge and Mondavi wines by the glass only $5. And don't forget, Maggiano's specialty cocktails only $6. Happy hour at Maggiano's Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 p.m. Enjoy the bar and lounge or dining room. Maggiano's at Beachwood Place.
We appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on this Motown Friday edition. Motown rejoin music throughout the show. You know the drill. Hey, Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at only $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. So happy to have with us again Brandon Whedon, quarterback for the Browns. And, Brandon, I know you've got a big golf tournament coming up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I team with Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City, and we have a family, we have a friend that has a five-year-old. His name is Gavin Kirkendall, and he has a condition. It's called HLHS, and it's basically a heart condition. He was born with two valves versus, you know, four like in most humans, so he's got this condition. The reason we're working with Children's Hospital is their physician actually got a job in San Diego. So what's happening, they're looking for a physician in the Oklahoma City base. And so what we're trying to do is work toward an endowment to bring in a physician, you know, bring in the need for these kids that have this condition in Oklahoma,
right,
to keep them in state, to not travel out of the state to get work done. So, you know, for example, Adam and Faith, which are our friends, they're our age, have had to travel to San Diego, you know, three times now. He's had two open heart surgeries, just had a pacemaker put in. So he's 5 years old, you know. So, you know, that kind of hit home, and I felt like immediately that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help out as much as possible. Me and Adam, which is his father, he's a golfer. I said, you know, what a better way to kick off this whole deal by doing a golf tournament. And so I joined a club in Edmond, Oklahoma. It's called Oak Tree National.
Okay.
And really prestigious, good club, great golf course. Played a lot of PGA events there. And so we teamed up with them. We set the date for July 23rd. We've got all of our info is on my website. It's BrandonWeedon3.com.
Okay.
And so you can go on there, register if you want to put a foursome together. We're doing a scramble. Tee off at 9 o'clock in the morning. All the details are on there. Like I said, it's on my website, BrandonWeedon3.com. It's going to be a good event. You know, it's just kind of kick things off, you know,
sure,
kind of bring awareness to it. And, you know, I feel privileged to be in a position where I can help, you know, a huge hospital like that, and also help, you know, these families.
And it's very interesting. I mean, there's all kinds of great causes out there, and how specific this one is to bringing in that medical talent to help this young kid. I mean, with something that it requires a special skill, right, that physician has. So they lose one, you want to basically help in that recruiting process of getting another one there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's like you said, such a specified skill that there's not a bunch of them. You know, obviously you want to bring in the best from around the country.
Sure.
And so, you know, like I said, we've got so many, not so many, there's kids in Oklahoma that have this condition that are having to travel. And so that's just extra cost on the family. And
right.
It's just tough, you know, because you want your entire family to be there. So, you know, like I said, we want to keep it in the state. We've got a great medical system throughout the entire state of Oklahoma. You know, we just need, you know, one physician to take this spot. So, like I said, I'm a work-torn endowment, and it's a lot of fun.
That's a tremendous cause. And golf, of course, near and dear to your heart because it's something you did in college. You were on the Oklahoma State team as a walk-on, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, well, I mean, when did you take up the sport, and how did you how did it develop for you?
Yeah, a lot of people get mad when I tell them, but you know, I didn't play golf when I played baseball, which is probably one of my biggest regrets. I wish I would have because I had a lot of free time. But
and a lot of baseball players are golfers.
A lot of pitchers especially.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be at the park till 3. So instead, I decided to sleep until 10 or 11. But I regret that. I started playing 4 years ago. You know, I'd play once a year, but I first time I went out and actually played a full round of golf, shot 89. And I think that right there, just breaking 90, I think, for once, and then, you know, just
wow.
I was excited about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to go back. So I went back the other day. The next day I shot 93. But I went back and I kept just getting better at it. So I go to the range of my own, and I'm about a 3 handicap now, and hopefully continue to get better. So I love it. You know, for me, I do everything. I work and do everything. But for me, going on the golf course is kind of an escape.
Yeah.
You know, just to get away. Get 4 hours on your own where you don't have to think about anything else. Just go have fun with some buddies and you know, hit a little white ball around a yard all the time.
And it looked like you were having a blast. You were participating last month in the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at Firestone Country Club. First of all, you played a great course there. That had to be, as a golfer, that had to be fun for you.
Absolutely. You know, just a tradition. You know, guys that have played that course, guys who have, you know, Tiger and all these guys that have won on that course. Absolutely. You know, when we stepped on, I was like, this is it's a sweet track. You got to hit it straight off the tee. You know, what's funny is we get on the tee box and look 100 yards behind you and you see where those guys are playing. You're like, wow. You know, they're hitting.
Is that what the difference was, about 100
yards? Some of them at least, you know. So they're hitting, you know, they're still hitting it where we're hitting it, but they're, you know, it's a tough golf course. It was fun to play, and There's a great group of guys. I had a great group, you know, of guys that I played with, and unfortunately we didn't win, but it was still a lot of fun.
No, it looked like you were having fun. And give me some background on your relationship with the young man's dad. I mean, just how far that goes back. And
yeah, this the relationship started. My wife graduated college in 07. Her first job, she went to work for a shipping company and did some stuff there. And so the dad was in the same. They worked together. My wife and his dad worked together, and so that kind of started the relationship. We'd always, you know, we invite him to our lake house and try to, you know, spend as much time. We're just good friends. Great guy, and Faith is a great woman. So, you know, just people that, you know, we think a lot of. And so I think, you know, it was close to us. You know, I wanted to help out in whatever way I could.
Sure.
But having something like this that's so close to my heart, I think made a lot of sense.
No, that's very cool. And it starts like that. And I've seen through the years just of covering this thing. And especially, I mean, it's true with all players. And the Browns have as many active guys as can be who give back to the community. And you're one of them now. But I particularly remember with quarterbacks through the years of covering Jim Kelly. Through his Hall of Fame career in Buffalo, that it was that annual golf tournament. And what happens is quarterbacks invite other quarterbacks. So he'd get Marino would show up, and John Elway would show up, and, you know, Joe Montana. I mean, that whole group, Steve Young, and then he'd go to their tournament. So it was like that quid pro quo that they had going. I could see that for you, too.
Absolutely. That's kind of the direction we want to take it. You know, I think that would be ideal. Obviously, quarterbacks play a lot of golf, and so that's kind of the direction we want to go.
Beautiful. Brandon, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck. Again, where can people go to get the information?
Yeah, go to my website. It's www.brandonweeden3.com, and all the details are there. And if you have any questions, you can email me, or you can email my agent at sean.howard@octagon.com.
Okay. And all the registration, all that info is on there.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. All right. Good luck with that. It's a great cause.
All right. Thank you.
He is Brandon Weeden joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Browns fans, unite! Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things,
raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Comedy Central's premium blend, comedian Jay Phillips. Come see Jay Phillips this Thursday through Sunday at The Improv, located right next to Shooters on the west bank of the Flats. Jay Phillips, you've seen him in The Late Show with Frank Ferguson and BET's Comic View. Now come see Jay Phillips live and in person this week at The Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Jay Phillips. We'll see you there.
Hey guys, this is Michael Regeye. Spa West is sizzling as they celebrate the summer with an exclusive promotion. Now during the month of July, enjoy 20% off any spa service. You know, Spa West is Ohio's largest day spa. Join them for a relaxing cabana massage. And Spa West now offers the tranquility and energy of yoga classes in the brand new studio or on the lush garden patio. Group and private sessions are available. Call 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake or visit spawest.com. I'm Michael Regeye. I'll see you at Spa West.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. This Ask Vic segment also driven by Liberty Ford. By the way, just to give you a heads up, for the next couple of weeks, yours truly is going to chill a little bit, going to take a little downtime, okay, summer vacay, and Michael Ray Guy is going to sit in this seat next week from Monday through Friday, and then the following week, the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, will be aboard. So excited to have those two great announcing voices filling in for yours truly while I kind of pick up a little R&R here and recharge batteries and get ready for the long run, and I'll come right back in time for right as we head into training camp. So anyway, and I appreciate very much those guys willing to do that too. All right, we have got for you, as I say, questions and more of them to answer. Conan via Facebook, he wants to know, when will Mike step on the field, Mike Holmgren, he's talking about, when will Mike step on the field and do what he does best? Playing team president is just not working, Conan says. Well, I disagree on your point that it's not working. I do think he is doing exactly what he is cut out to do, and in terms of putting this thing together, having the vision for it. And again, I know you hate hearing this, the patience, give it a chance, but that's where we are now. And at least see how this plays out, right? The draft that we just had, coaching changes that were made, some big steps were taken. Now, you may not agree, but that's what doing a being president, as you call it, playing team president, is about, is those types of moves, ushering those moves in and making the hard decisions collectively, having people like Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur do the work that they are qualified to do. And I don't see him coming back to coach. I just don't. I think this is, for him, his last football job is being team president of the Cleveland Browns. And I know he intends to see it through to be successful. And I'm as far as I'm concerned, that's what I'm here for, to see that happen and witness it. Jacob from Facebook, he says, I think the Richardson-Whedon duo will prove to be too much for a lot of teams this year. That's if Greg Little has a breakout season and Momas mans up and uses his size to his advantage. I will not argue with you that the impact that those rookies will have will only go as far as how it helps others improve and others stepping up on their own to be better than they were and making strong contributions. Right. This is not a two-man or a one-man operation. If it's one of those or both of those rookies we're talking about, won't happen if Greg Little is ordinary or the same as he was as a rookie. He's got to be even better. And by the way, he was statistically, as rookies go, his numbers were among rookies pretty good. But this team needs even more than that. This team needs even more than that. And it certainly needs Muhammad Massaquah to be what he was, in 2009. You know, that kind of a player, be that kind of a difference maker consistently. And, yeah, using size to his advantage, all of those. And that, in this offense, in this West Coast scheme, that it's all about bigger guys playing big, which is what Little has to be, what Momas has to be. John from Facebook, he says, this is in reference to a recent column I wrote, saying heart is not a problem, lack of it is not a problem for the Browns. I know I've said this on the show. So John comes back with, if heart isn't a problem, I'd sure wish the Browns would find out what it is and fix it. It doesn't look to be fixed this year. Again, let's see. I think big moves were made to fix. And no, it isn't hard. I think it's more about the execution, as I said before, and I think you execute better when you have better players. That's one easy, it's an easier way, I'd say. No guaranteed way, but a better way. Jamie from Facebook, he said, it seems to me that mental mistakes killed us last season, dropped passes, blown coverages, bad penalties, on and on. He said, my question, Vic, is there any chance we can cut down on the miscues and maybe add some scoring punch this season? Yes, to all of the above. And I think it'll be a function of having an off season to work around, more coaching influence, better coaching influence all the way around. Nolan Cromwell and Brad Childress, we know those additions, and I've seen the tight work they've done through off season workouts. I think that continues through, as well as with the rest of the coaches. All right, we want to thank Hanford Dixon and Brandon Whedon. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli. We want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, the man in charge of this Motown Friday edition. I'm going to talk to you again in a couple of weeks on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.